This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The risk of COVID-19 infection from breastfeeding is negligible and has never been documented, the World Health Organization WHO said on Tuesday in a call for greater support for the practice. The appeal during World Breastfeeding Week comes as WHO warned that not using mother's milk is linked to 820,000 deaths a year at a cost to the global economy of $300 billion. Exclusive breastfeeding for 6 months has many benefits for the infant and mother, which far outweigh any risk from the new coronavirus pandemic, according to the UN agency. But WHO's Dr. Lawrence Grummer-Strawn told journalists in Geneva that the pandemic had weakened essential breastfeeding support that's usually provided to families with newborns.
The interruption of services has been tremendous around the world for providing the kind of support that mothers normally would get with breastfeeding. Oftentimes, the health services that would provide maternal and child health have been diverted to take care of the COVID response. Sometimes families do not feel comfortable in going into health services because they're afraid that they might get COVID, and so they don't come for a routine kinds of support.
Dr. Grummer-Strawn said that several breast milk tests had revealed very few samples containing particles of the virus, but that these were not infectious. An international convention against child labour has achieved universal ratification for the very first time. The UN International Labour Organization, ILO, announced the news on Tuesday following ratification of Convention No. 182 on the worst forms of child labour by the Kingdom of Tonga. The convention is the most rapidly ratified one in the history of the organization since its adoption 21 years ago by ILO member states. Welcoming the development, ILO head Guy Ryder said that it reflected a global commitment to protecting children. The ILO estimates that there are 152 million children in child labour, with 73 million in hazardous work. 70% of all child labour takes place in agriculture and is mostly related to poverty and parents' difficulties finding decent work. The convention calls for the prohibition and elimination of the worst forms of child labour, including slavery, forced labour and trafficking. It also prohibits the use of children in armed conflict, prostitution, pornography and illicit activities such as drug trafficking and in hazardous work. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has condemned heinous attacks against vulnerable civilians in the Lake Chad Basin and called for justice for the victims. The assaults happened in Chad's Lac province and the far north region of Cameroon last Friday and Sunday, a spokesperson for Mr. Guterres said, with women, children and displaced people killed or abducted. According to news reports, Boko Haram extremists were likely responsible. In a separate statement, UN refugee agency UNHCR said that Sunday's target was 800 internally displaced people staying near the village of Ngetchwe. At least 18 people died and 11 were injured when assailants threw an explosive device thought to be a grenade into the makeshift camp while people were sleeping. Some 1,500 people, including terrified residents of the hosting village, have fled to the nearby town of Mazugu for safety, UNHCR said. The UN agency has sent an emergency mission to assess the situation and evaluate the protection and health needs of those affected. Daniel Johnson, UN News.